Hello everyone, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. In this episode, we are covering two issues. They didn't really have anything to do with the overall Terra Incognito plot, so we just did a quick cover of both these issues to get them out of the way, to get them ready for the next major plot of Terra Incognito. So, please enjoy.
So next issue, we meet, well, this is the first appearance of Thunder and Lightning. Issue, what was that? 32.
Which doesn't really...
it doesn't affect the overall story.
It doesn't pertain to our storyline right now. So the gist of it is, they get a call that these guys are tearing up the place. They go in there to fight them.
They're trying to find their dad. Apparently, they're twin brothers. They're trying to find their dad because they're dying. I'm going to say quote-unquote dying because I almost guarantee they show up again later on. Inadvertently, they do not find their dad where they thought he was going to be. He ended up not being. The Titans were able to stop them.
From destroying the place, because that's basically what they were doing.
They're just destroying everything.
And, yeah, tearing everything up. Yeah. The Thunder and Lightning fly away. And the Teen Titans are like, well, maybe we should dig more into it. So they find out where Donna finds out where their dad is supposed to be. But he is they say that he's dead.
Donna told Thunder and Lightning that their dad was dead. He died. What did they say? He died honorably or something.
I think it's back further.
No, it's up here. Somewhere. I think.
There you go. His laboratory exploded, and all that was left was the rubble, but the body had vanished.
There we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it ended up being the government actually said that he was on a mission in their homeland, which I don't remember.
Vietnam?
Was it Vietnam?
I think so.
He was on a Black Ops mission. He wasn't supposed to be there. So when he met their mom...
He definitely wasn't supposed to be banging their mom either, but
he wasn't supposed to be there. But he is still just... It was such a undercover mission that...
Yeah. They literally made him disappear, basically.
Yeah. So they don't know if he's actually alive or if he is actually dead, but they told Thunder and Lightning he was dead, which, you know, they were like, okay, well, whatever. And they disappeared. And you don't see him again for a while. Next issue, 33.
Really doesn't pertain to it either.
Again, Death of Triton.
Trident,
sorry. Thank you. I don't know why I said Triton. So we do find out in this issue, all the Titans came up against Trident at some point in time.
And each of their accounts is basically describing a different way that he acted. And, you know, all of our super smart heroes here, the one that points out to them that, you know, oh, hey, you're talking about three different people.
Oh. Was
Starfire.
Yeah. Oh, the one that apparently is too stupid. Because according to Robin, that one?
Yeah, the one that he's always treating like shit because, you know, she obviously doesn't understand anything because, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Go figure.
But she is smarter than Boy Wonder there.
She's super smart. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And so the Titans end up tracking down the other two Trident members, I guess. And it was his professor and his students. Or no, it was a professor that made
the
Trident for... Star Labs?
No, it was one of the bad guy groups, the Hive.
Okay, thank you. Made it for Hive.
Yeah. He used to work in the lab for Hive to make them weapons, and he was like, oh, I can make myself something, get together with a couple of these guys, and we can, you know, go out and, you know, get money ourselves.
Make some bank. And it worked, kinda, until they decided that they're gonna kill with their own, and basically, well, set the Titans on the trail.
Yeah, when they confronted one of the groups of Titans, one of the guys, he found out that the first one that they'd run into stole more money than what he had told them, so he was holding back on his own
group.
That's
right.
So that's when they killed him, and then there were still the two of them left.
But in this issue, we do get this prologue.
Oh, Adrian Chase.
Epilogue, sorry.
Yeah, epilogue. Or, no, it's prologue.
Oh, it's a prologue?
Yeah, it says prologue. Robin, who was not with the Titans when they foiled Trident's plot, and
Adrian Chase
Are breaking into I don't remember
Scarpelli.
His name. Scarpelli, yeah, his mansion.
Chase is trying to track down Scarpelli because he's a mob boss that Chase has been trying to.
He's legally been trying to get him put in jail for things that he's actually done. But every time he gets him convicted, he ends up getting appealed or getting, you know, his lawyers to reprieve it or whatever the hell they call
it.
He's
able to walk.
Yeah, he's able to weasel his way out of it every time.
And so now he's going the kind of starting to go down the vigilante route because he's hating the fact that these villains are
always getting away with it
free. And so that's the end of that issue.
It shows them breaking through his window.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send us emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of Terra Incognito.